friends, Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final half hour of today. I apologize for the short break here. I was on the phone with a Congress staffer for John James down in Washington, D.C. He actually answered the phone, and he said he would let Congressman John James know how Trucker Randy Bishop feels in northern Michigan. My mother and my brother, younger brother, both live in his district. And I told him flat out, if he doesn't knock this nonsense off and vote for Jim Jordan, that they would not be voting for him. And if he was primary challenged, which I think this could trigger an America First candidate to step up and primary challenge John James over this issue, next year's election. I told him point blank that this could be a repeat of Peter Meyer, who voted, his first vote in Washington, D.C. was to impeach Donald Trump, a Republican, supposedly a conservative, joining Fred Upton, who after his vote to impeach Trump forced him into retirement. He lost his seat over it. Well, this is the kind of language you guys have to use with John James. And this will repeat over the weekend. This show will repeat every 3 hours on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, the TuneIn app, and will rebroadcast on Monday morning between 6 and 9 a.m. on Monday. You need to call John James' office and tell him flat out, you will be primaried. You will be exactly doing and repeating history regarding Peter Meyer. Use that name, Peter Meyer, the Meyer Stores. He served one term in Washington and got booted out. John James hears that type of language. That may change his mind. Macomb County people in the city of Rochester Hills in Oakland County next door to Shelby Township need to make that call. Because you have to understand something, folks. We are in a constitutional crisis without a speaker. It's got to happen. It's going to happen. We will have a speaker. And if he loses the third round, fourth round, fifth round, however many rounds they end up going through this weekend, and I'm glad they're doing it, I'm glad that they are not able to go back home for the weekend. They're not going to go home to their families. They're not going to be able to go to college football games. The big one, of course, this Saturday, Michigan at Michigan State. Michigan will win hugely over the Spartans. The team is going through rebuilding, going through all kinds of tough times, losing the head coach. But they're not going to be able to go to that game. So just call John James's office and mention Peter Meyer. He'll know exactly what you're talking about. Now, getting back to the Reproductive Health Act that passed in the Senate along party lines, 20 Democrats, 18 Republicans. The senator, Republican Joseph Bellino from Monroe, described the package of bills, Reproductive Health Act, sounds harmless. But he said it's completely disingenuous to the policies that these changes would make to our abortion laws that are on the books. They are not necessary, they are not wise, they are unwanted, and they're dangerous. The Reproductive Health Act, as stated in these bills, put before us today, which was yesterday, would exempt abortion providers from very reasonable oversight and transparency. These bills would exempt them from these standing current laws. No medical industry is left to regulate itself. But the repeal of these legislative bills, laws, would lead the abortion industry to be able to do just that. Abortion clinics will be allowed now to regulate themselves. After several opposing remarks to the bill package, Anthony, the lead sponsor, said it was a long afternoon with many speeches, many of them containing lots of inaccuracies, a lot of information that's simply not true, and information that I've never read in any scholarly journal, end quote, said Anthony. But you see, John DeMuth, your cozying up to the Democrats did absolutely no good. Your amendment to simply have women asked a question, are you being coerced into having this abortion? Is your family putting pressure on you? Is the father of the baby putting pressure on you? He got you pregnant. Doesn't want to be financially responsible, forcing him to have to pay child support. Doesn't want his child born. Is he coercing you today to do this? Coercion is powerful. And DeMuth argued that many women are being coerced into having an abortion against their will. He just simply made an amendment that they would be asked that question. That was it. So, John, I got a question for you. What good was it for you to vote with the Democrats to ban firearms in the state capitol, taking away our Second Amendment rights? Our Michigan State Constitution, Article 1, Section 6, constitutional right. What good did it do for you to vote for a budget that they agreed not to use taxpayer funding for abortions when they have another bill coming next week? I believe it's Senate Bill 593 that will actually fund abortions with taxpayer dollars. John, the Democrats flat out lied to you. Why are you so naive to believe the Democrats? So naive to believe that they would keep their word to you. This is absolutely amazing to me. That he would be that naive and vote for these bills, this garbage, and not feel that he's doing a disservice to us, his constituents. John DeMuth is my state senator. This is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, we'll see how this final funding of abortion using Medicaid dollars goes. One lone Democrat state representative, Karen Whitsitt from Detroit, will not give them the 56th vote to pass it in the House. She represents a lot of senior citizens in Detroit. The way this works, folks, it's very simple. Low-income people struggling to pay their property taxes in Detroit, $5,000 a year on a house in Detroit that's worth $144,000. The actual value of the home, $144,000, they're paying on average over $5,000 a year in property taxes. These seniors are struggling to keep their homes. They can't afford a Medicare supplement. You heard the commercials all the time here from Laura Bogdan. She specializes in handling our seniors. Open enrollment is ongoing right now as we speak. Well, guess what? They get Medicaid as their supplement to Medicare. Karen Whitsitt wants those Medicaid dollars to go to her seniors, not to pay for some young woman's abortion. She's against the bill. She's not going to vote for it. She's off the bill. She said it in committee. Comes up for a floor vote. She's not going to do it. She will not vote for it. So what are they doing? They're looking for a Republican in a 50-50 district saying, we'll help you get reelected. We will help you get reelected if you cross over and replace the Democrat Karen Whitsitt. Who is that Republican going to be? I think it's going to be Graham Filler from St. John's or the other state rep from Rochester in Oakland County. They will pick off one Republican to replace Karen Whitsitt, and Medicaid will be paying for abortions. Your tax dollars will fund abortions. So what good, John, was your vote for the budget because of their promise that the Democrats are going to break? Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
The WellConnect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a WellConnect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. WellConnect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, final segment of this week. Again, text me, JJ, anytime you would like this weekend when you hear the replay of the show or Monday morning. Just text me, JJ, for John James, and I'll text you back the detailed text message that Downstate Kim provided us with all the Republicans that are voting against Jim Jordan to be the next speaker. You can call his office in Warren, Michigan, as well as Washington, D.C. And if you want to call any of the other congressmen, their numbers are there. Here are the office numbers of the 20 Republicans who voted against Jim Jordan on the first ballot. Keep the pressure on. And again, remind you, when you call John James, Washington and Warren, Michigan office, mention Peter Meyer. That's all you got to say. Peter Meyer, one-term congressman, first vote on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives, he voted to impeach Donald Trump. He joined Fred Upton from Southwest Michigan. Peter Meyer served one term and got replaced. John James is serving his freshman term for the 10th Congressional District down in Macomb County and Rochester Hills in Oakland County. Mention Peter Meyer. You're going to become Peter Meyer if you continue this nonsense. He has got to hear from us, folks. Especially send this, forward this text message to family and friends who vote in his district. I'm going to send this to my brother, Brian. I'm going to send it to my mom. Mom's 88 years old. She voted for John James to go to Washington. She votes straight Republican every single election. She calls me, asks my opinion about different things. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing what's going on in Washington, D.C. Wrapping up the vote right now, the Democrat Jeffries is almost to his 212. The 212 Democrats, he's at 210. Jordan's at 194. Other people, now the number is up to 25. 25 rhinos, John James and others, now are voting for somebody else other than Jim Jordan. He needs 214 to get the nomination. Well, the Democrats are going to fall short. They're going to end up with 212. But it doesn't look like the numbers add up where Jordan's going to get it. So he's losing or going to lose his third round. Well, he has vowed that they will continue voting through the weekend. Will there be a break? Sure. Will they be able to go have lunch now? Yeah, it's almost noon. So, yep, they'll go eat lunch. They'll come back in the session maybe this afternoon, maybe, I don't know, tomorrow, Sunday, whatever. But they're not going home. They're not going to any college football games on Saturday. They're not going to watch any playoff baseball games in person. No, they're going to stay in session in Washington. So again, text me JJ and I'll send you the text message that has clickable, dialable links for John James' office. And again, say the words, Peter Meyer. Because I believe this is an issue that he needs to be called out on from now on. If you ever see John James at a public event, why didn't you vote for Jordan? Don't really care. We're not voting for you next year. One term, one and done. That needs to be thrown at him. One and done, Peter Meyer. That's all you got to say. One and done, Peter Meyer. He'll know exactly what you're talking about, especially if you live in his district. You text me JJ and then forward the text to your family that lives in Macomb County. Have them call his office in Warren and call Washington, D.C. One and done, Peter Meyer. That needs to be the message. So, yeah, we're going to absolutely, absolutely hold this guy accountable. God help him if I'm ever at an event where he's at. We had him at our fun shoot when he was running for Senate and lost last time. And he bought his seat basically in the 10th district. And I think that's why he's doing this. I think he's getting money. I don't know where it's coming from. George Soros, I'm not sure. But I believe they're doing this totally for campaign donations. You have to understand, folks, this is absolutely a constitutional crisis, and it's got to end. It's got to end soon. So pray that they get this done and we can move on. Pray for Israel. Pray for their victory over Hamas. Pray for our state. That's it for this week. Now back to the music. 60s, 70s. Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday at 9 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels.